This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back in Watford City with another hour of What's On Your Mind. Big day in Watford City, North Dakota today as they will dedicate a brand new high school. Isn't that fantastic? It is. Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, will answer a question some folks have asked. Well, what the heck? You're building a new high school, and isn't like the boom over? They're taking a long view in the Watford City and McKenzie counties, they always do, which I think is fantastic. We'll talk with the mayor about that coming up a little later on in the program as well. Dan Kelly is going to join us. Dan is the CEO of McKenzie County Health Systems, and we'll talk a little bit about a brand new hospital coming to Watford City and the incredible outpouring of support for it from the region. They're still looking for more, but there's been a lot already, which is pretty darn neat. So we'll talk about that, too. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Polar Service Center today. Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, Minnesota company. They also have 30 service centers around the country. And in this part of North Dakota, you can find them at Kildare. You can also find them in Williston now. They're actually on Highway 2 out by the Peterbilt Loves Truck Stop, which would be east of Williston, and so stop in and see them. They deliver parts for any tank part you can possibly imagine. They're also doing bumper-to-bumper repair now on a truck trailer that works at any of the Polar Service Center locations that you'll find right here in North Dakota. And also looking for people, always. In this case, actually, they have the help they need in North Dakota right now. They're looking for help in California, Sacramento to be exact, and Portland. And if you're a tank trailer mechanic and service technician, want to make upwards of $32 an hour, you've heard about us talk about Polar Service Center in the past for great career opportunities, give them a call. Terry, the HR man, will take your call. Here's his cell phone. That's how bad he wants you. 507-696-1164. Polar Service Centers. .com to find out more. Let's see here. We did not finish with our conversation with Clint and Bismarck. Clint and I were talking about the Supreme Court nominee and Antonin Scalia, and you got cut off because of the break. I have a little time to let you finish your thought now, Clint. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you know, the people on President Obama's side, they tend to act like the opportunity to nominate a Supreme Court justice is basically a victory lap that they earned when he won the presidency. But that's really not the case. You know, something you don't see in a typical school textbook these days is that actually the Supreme Court, if it's at the whim of any branch of government, it's not the executive branch, it's the legislative, you can go to uscourts.gov. This is a government official website. And it says, says what Article 3 of the Constitution says: the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and inferior courts, as Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. Although the Constitution establishes a Supreme Court, it permits Congress to decide how to organize it. And the Supreme Court has not always been 9 justices. It's been as few as 5. It's been as many as 10. Quite frankly, if the legislature got together and they decided they wanted to have it just be one justice in a basement somewhere, that would be the Supreme Court. The executive branch executes the functions of government. The Senate advises the president on what the nation needs on a judicial nominee. They consent.
Very good points, Clint. Advise and consent. Yeah. Exactly right. Well, good. We need a history lesson on all of this, and I'm glad you provided one, too. That's why I'm glad we're having this conversation right now, so we can learn that. David Tioga, quickly, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Or Fargo. I'm sorry, David in Fargo. Go ahead. It's my eyes that are deceiving me here. Yes, what's on your mind, David?
Just fine, thank you. I think we want to go back go back to the Eisenhower administration when he appointed Earl Warren to the court, and we can realize retroactively what a disaster that was. And then fast forward to the Bush years when the other serious mistakes have been made. And then Reagan nominated Antonin Scalia, and another Reagan appointee or nominee was Robert Bork. And one of the most scandalous trashings in the entire history of the judiciary was made upon Robert Bork by the Democratic opposition. And, of course, at that time, Reagan didn't have the two houses of Congress on his side, the necessary number of congressmen and senators on his side, and they thoroughly trashed who was probably one of the most brilliant jurists in our entire history.
Yeah, now referred to as Borking because of what happened to him. No question about it. All right, last call before we go to our guest. Gary, in western South Dakota, want to opine on today's holiday, President's Day. Gary, what's on your mind?
I'm concerned about the number of days down here in South Dakota that state government isn't where I work in across the state in South Dakota here. I attempted to call several state agencies and boards in Pierce, South Dakota, and I was just getting voicemails. And like I mentioned before, I'm running for the legislature over here in Meade County and near Sturgis, and I'm just gonna have to call them on the rug over this and find out why they're not at their jobs or their offices today.
Yeah, it's a holiday, so that's they're taking the holiday, Gary. But I hear you. First of all, I think you know so many of these holidays have become about public employees having the day off, and you know the federal government shutting down more so than it about the purpose intended. You know, schools are another thing. I think kids could be in school learning about presidents or veterans on Veterans Day or wars that have taken lives on Memorial Day. You know, yes, a few, July 4th, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, those holidays. I get that, but I think we've gotten a little holiday happy myself. This isn't about honoring presidents today. Who's honoring presidents? Kids sleeping in? Doesn't make any sense to me at all. So I take your larger point and agree with it. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's talk about health care in communities like one that's very fond of, has a fond place in my heart, and that's Watford City. Dan Kelly's the CEO of McKenzie County Healthcare Systems, and there is a new hospital complex that is under construction, or will be. They'll be breaking ground under planning, I guess, on the drawing board right now in Watford City. We want to spend a little time talking about today. Dan, nice to see you.
Thank you, Scott. My pleasure to be here, and welcome to Watford on this somewhat overcast gray day.
Exactly right. Every day is a great day in Watford.
That's true.
Yes. So you need a new hospital.
We do. When I arrived in 2007, one of the first things that was on my plate was, at that time, a study was conducted about the need to bring the hospital and clinic on the same campus as the nursing home. Unfortunately, at that time, we really weren't in a financial position to be able to do that, and quite frankly, thank goodness we didn't, because the facility would not have been properly sized and structured. So some things are fairly appropriate, given the fact at the time we thought, oh, you know, we really hate to hold off. But realistically, it was to our benefit that we did.
And what is properly sized right now? How do you do that?
So right now, as we look at the facility, we will bring the clinic and the hospital and connect it to the current nursing home. The new construction will be slightly less than 100,000 square feet. We will not change the inpatient bed size, but we will add things such as surgical capability. We will have the capability of providing obstetrics, which we have not for years and years and years. But with the growing population of McKenzie County, and especially the change in demographics, we're seeing a major shift away from being a county that has a good proportion of individuals that are over the age of 65 to where we now are seeing a huge influx of individuals from that 25 to 36-year-old age range. And needless to say, those are folk that are delivering babies.
And right now they have to go to Minot or Williston.
So at this particular point, they are going to Sydney, they're going to Williston, they're going to Dickinson. I happen to have four children of my own. Thank goodness we didn't have to drive. These folk are a little more of a pioneer spirit than I and my wife were. As you're probably aware, we delivered a baby in McKenzie County. We've delivered a baby at the hospital, the ambulance crew. Almost delivered another baby, so lots of babies are being born in McKenzie County. We want to be in a position where, when we're in the new building, whether it's immediately at that time or shortly thereafter, that we're able to deliver babies at that point.
Dan Kelly is with us. We're talking about plans for a new hospital and clinic in McKenzie County that'll be located in Watford City, and plans underway right now to get ground broken on that soon. We're going to talk more about the cost of that and how much has been contributed already to that from generous souls in the public, for one, and also some public sources as well, and talk about the plans moving forward and planning for future growth as well here in Watford City. So we'll do that after a short timeout live at the Teddy's Residential Suites today.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Business owners, listen up.
I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business.
Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In Watford on a bit of a dreary Monday. I wish the Mother Nature would recognize Mondays in this kind of dreariness is not exactly a good thing, you know. That combination, not fun. Unless you have the disposition of Todd, the radio god, and I, where, you know, every day is sunny and you're just happy, right?
Oh, yeah.
A-okay. You know, and one of the reasons we're so darn happy is because we sleep so well. If you haven't done it yet, you better take advantage of the Scott and Todd special, my friends at MyPillow. And every single day I get an email, a text, a comment from somebody, even a call occasionally on the air from people say, I got to tell you, I bought one of those pillows because you talked about it, and I'm so glad I did because it is the best thing I ever did. I sleep well. It's just fantastic. So we hear great stories. Cheryl said, we love these pillows. I bought it for my husband because he has these, you know, an allergy sinus issue, and he says he gets a lot more restful sleep now. And it seems to keep his head cooler. I like the fact that I can wash him and not worry about mildew or stuff like that, or losing shape. We've since bought the body pillow, too. There's a lot of things to buy. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, will get you a savings of 50%. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, savings of 50%. Or call them at 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty. This thing will not go flat. 69 money-back guarantee. It stays cool. It's machine washable. It's just fantastic. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We're chatting with Dan Kelly from the McKenzie County Health Systems today. And before the break, talked a little bit about this new facility and what it'll bring and the timing of planning the facility. What's the cost to build a hospital these days?
Well, Scott, in Watford City anyway, the cost of this project is about $75 million. So it's not something that's cheap.
$75 million, and how do you pay for a hospital?
Well, in our case, through donations and then through ongoing operations. So, you know, the more we raise, that will effectively decrease the cost overall. So whatever we don't raise, we then will have to pay a loan that we take out, and the funding to pay that loan comes through overall operations of healthcare. Interestingly enough, if you're attuned to what's happening nationally, there is a national move afoot to decrease cost of healthcare. So at one point where we're looking at needing additional revenue to offset this project, there's also a national and state initiative to try and lower the cost, which overall is a good thing. If you understand the overall scenario, healthcare in the United States is appreciably more expensive than any other industrial nation, and the quality of care overall doesn't rank high. So there, I support the movement, but when I drill down to our local operation,
makes it difficult to plan
for
the operations and whatnot. Sid in Fargo has a question for our guest, Dan Kelly from McKenzie County Health Systems. Go ahead, Sid. What's your question?
Well, it's not necessarily a question, just a statement, and I think it kind of ties into what you gentlemen are discussing. I just turned on the radio, and, we have a new grandson, and thank God we have our grandson and our daughter. But that delivery that took place about a year ago, she lives in the Grafton area, and the hospital up there quit delivering babies because they can't afford the insurance that goes with the process of delivering newborns. Like I said, it was complicated delivery. Thank God we have them both. But how do you address this with new hospitals across a rural state like North Dakota so you can keep those basic services available? I grew up in the beach area, and that hospital used to deliver babies when I was in high school. There's three doctors there. Now the hospital's closed.
You might have missed this, Sid, but Dan said they're adding it back. So let me go to the question he mentioned earlier. I mean, I brought this up on the cost of health care. Tort reform would be a big help in that regard because of the lawsuit-happy society we have today. Obviously, that adds a lot to your bottom line. But when you add back the maternity services, you get a big jump in your insurance costs as well?
You do. Whether you're going to add a service or whether you're going to take away a service, there are a number of factors that you have to take into consideration. One is volume. There's clearly a correlation between the fact that the more you do of something, the better you get. And the better you get at it, the less errors you have, and it's more cost-effective. So, for instance, for a facility to provide obstetric services, they should have a minimum of 50 deliveries a year. And so when Watford stopped providing deliveries, which was before my time, the rationale for doing that was based on multiple things. Number one, the number of deliveries in the county had dropped below that threshold. Number two, we didn't have the volume to be able to recruit the obstetricians. So it's a reality that you have to take into consideration multiple aspects. Again, in McKenzie County, we have now moved to the point where we have a population base and the amount of deliveries that we need that we can then recruit the obstetricians, we can afford the insurance and those type of things. So again, my point would be there are multiple factors, again, be it obstetrics or be it surgery, that you take into consideration.
What percentage of the cost of insurance would you add to, you know, in other words, when you talk about the cost of health care being a problem that needs to be wrestled with, what percentage do you put on the legal side of that? Or insurance,
you know, fortunately for those of us in rural North Dakota, and thank goodness we're in rural North Dakota, the litigious nature that's occurring across the country doesn't manifest itself in rural North Dakota.
And your rates reflect that.
Yeah, we do. But having said that, I would tell you that probably our insurance may end up being somewhere less than 5% of our costs, but it's still a factor. And truly, our costs will go up as we add obstetrics.
We only have about a minute left. I want you to give a plug for folks that can help build this facility, because you're still fundraising.
Yeah, we are, Scott. And the good news is we've raised enough money from the county and the city and private individuals that we can move forward with the project. But as I mentioned before, that once the project is built, we need to fund it out of operations. So the reality is the more dollars we can raise, the more it will help us to make it less of a stretch to be able to pay the debt service. So we at this point have raised, you know, roughly $29 million, most of that from county and city and other sources. We still have a goal of raising approximately $10 million from the private citizens and businesses. Our intent is that, and our belief is that as we move forward over the next 5-10 years, we probably will indeed raise that. And again, as we do, that will make this much easier for us operational.
And it's an additional burden for rural health care, isn't it? Because I didn't see Sanford having to raise funds to build their hospital.
Absolutely true.
I mean, they have foundations, obviously, and so does Ascension and the others as well. It's a different world when you're in a small rural community.
They are, because quite frankly, in prior years, I ran a 230 bed hospital. When you have that type of critical mass, you're generating a fairly large profit. Two-thirds of the hospitals in North Dakota, the rural hospitals, are operating at a loss. You just don't have that critical mass. And again, as you try and provide the services that you do, you make some decisions that may not be good financial decisions, but are good for the community.
But another $10 million to raise and a groundbreaking plan for?
We're going to break ground in spring.
Well, not too far, a few months away.
Not too far, absolutely.
Right. Fascinating. Thanks for the update, Dan. Good work. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Dan Kelly, CEO of the McKenzie County Health Systems. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, when we come back, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Say your discussion on Supreme Court appointments can be moot if Obama makes a recess appointment. There's no stopping him then, so what needs to happen is McConnell needs to call the Congress back from recess so that recess appointment can't be valid, get him in session. They don't have to do anything, just end the recess.
He's right that a recess appointment is a possibility, although, again, you'd have Obama appointing someone in a recess, and they would be a short-term nominee. So you wouldn't be able to, they don't stay there. Remember when John Bolton was put in as a recess appointment by George W. Bush because the Senate kept rejecting Bolton as U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and he was only able to finish whatever the term until, I forget. In other words, you're not permanent. So they can do it, and I hear you. And I wouldn't put it past Obama. But if he puts somebody up as a recess appointment, he has got himself one heck of a fight. No doubt about that. But I think that turned the Supreme Court into a three-ring circus. I've heard Orrin Hatch is a possibility. Orrin Hatch is a Republican senator from Utah, longtime chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I can't imagine Barack Obama would appoint him, but I've heard some people suggest, if he does that, then the Senate would go along. I mean, is there some nominee that would meet with the approval of Congress? I mean, Barack Obama, I can't imagine this late in his presidency is going to decide. He wants to act in a bipartisan fashion. But that'd be about the only way I could see them acting on someone. Otherwise, you're going to put somebody up and they're going to slow walk the process and maybe finally vote no thanks. And they probably should. Texas says, I don't think the Senate Republicans will stand up to Obama. What Obama should do is nominate a Sharia law a supporter and see what happens. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Obama has to play within the rules. The rules are he nominates and the Senate exercises its constitutional obligation to advise and consent. So if he picks some radical appointee, he guarantees they're not going to be there. And any president knows this late in his term is going to have to put somebody up that would be palatable to at least enough. I'm trying to think how many they'd need in numbers-wise. They'd need better than a dozen Republicans to go along with. Wow. It'd be hard-pressed there to make that happen. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live in Watford City today at Teddy's Residential Suites. Actually, you're broadcasting in the South Park Lounge here in Watford, because at noon today, a brand new high school will be dedicated. And by the way, right next to the high school is a beautiful event center that's not yet open that will open as well right behind that. So you heard Dan Kelly tell us a new hospital groundbreaking is this spring. You'll have a new event center opening attached to the high school. High school open. It's incredible what's going on. Absolutely incredible. Which is why we are in Watford City today to take all this in. South Park Lounge in Teddy's Residential Suites is a great spot for lunch or dinner. I mean, they really do. That new menu they have. And if you come in here at night, last night was hopping with folks, a special Valentine's price. A lot of really neat things happen. This is a great place to stay, as is the neighboring Little Missouri Inn and Suites. Remember that when you're here. Let's go to Cat and Minot. We're waiting for Mayor Sanford. He might be selling another sweet deal at S&S Motors. Looking for a truck, by the way. Whatever the truck. Just tell them what you want. What color. What options. What make, model, year. They go find it. They specialize in that. And they get great deals. Unbelievable. Like my 2011 Ford Explorer that I got. New off the show floor, like $50,000, and I paid less than $30 for it. Good, good deal. All right, let's see here. Kat and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Kat.
Okay, my most important remark is that it's my understanding in many states that when somebody dies and they really don't know, that they just automatically do an autopsy. So I'm thinking, this guy is an extremely important person. My hair stood on end when I heard that he died. And now there's conflicting remarks that there was a pillow found on his face. And then the other one is, no, he just died in his sleep or something in his bed. And the person that checked it out saw no reason to do an autopsy. I'm very, very concerned about that. Of course, the person who does the autopsies has to be an ethical person also. But there's a great deal of reason to kill this man who is a conservative when they want somebody desperately in that position as a somebody that supports the Democratic position. So well, it's a very scary situation.
Yeah, I saw the story in the New York Post quoting the owner of the ranch, and he talked about the pillow on top of his face and describing the scene. I also see there was no autopsy done, although that was at the family's request, right? So,
the family, this is government business in a way. Yeah. I would think the government would take precedence over.
I agree with you. I just thought the whole thing was, I had the honor of having dinner one time with Justice Thomas in Grand Forks. He was there to speak, and it was really neat. I mean, I love Clarence Thomas anyway, but what I was most fascinated with is that, you know, he's protected in a way like the president is with Secret Service. I mean, U.S. Marshals were with us at dinner the entire time. So I find it ironic that the U.S. Marshals wouldn't have been right there. I don't know.
I mean,
here's the deal. You should just remove any doubt that there was foul play. And for somebody to say, not natural causes, rule that out. And they've acted a little quick there. So I couldn't agree with you anymore, Kat. I appreciate that. Let me slip Jim and Fargo in here before our guest, who has arrived at Teddy's Residential Suites. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was kind of laughing to myself, I guess, and I heard Mr. Obama say that he was going to fulfill his constitutional duty. That would be the second time he has. He took the oath, and then that would be the first time he's followed the Constitution. All these people that hate the Constitution, hate the country, and hate the government can get by with that kind of language without being questioned by the press. Just amazes me. I mean, he hates the Constitution. He uses, I can do my constitutional duty. You know, well, I don't trust the Senate to block him. I wish I could believe them, but I just, you know, they haven't stopped him yet. They have not stopped this madman yet. I just hope and pray this will be the first time, because if it doesn't, it's over for us.
Jim, appreciate the call. I agree. It's a very serious situation, and I was heartened to hear as many people agree as we started the program today talking about it. I think his passing allows us to really spend some time on it related to this election, for sure. The mayor of Watford City, sporting his Wolves jacket, is here. Brent Sanford, pretty nice for a new school.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right? What a day, Scott. Tell you what.
No kidding.
Another great day in Watford City, and I've been able to say that a lot, but this has got to rank right up there with probably the greatest. I tell you what, this is... Sorry, I was a little bit late. I was trying to polish up on my speech and get it in writing. I usually don't do that. I usually have enough just free, ready to roll with all the things going on. But I've got to put this in writing because it might be an emotional day up there for me. It's I know it is for the community. Expect a lot of people out there today, a lot of kids, a lot of community leaders, leaders from Bismarck coming in. It's got to be one of our greatest. It's really a happy day.
So talk a little bit about this process and how you got to this day, because I remember being here when, you know, pre-vote, and, you know, there was a discussion about how to do this, and then ultimately the overwhelming support of the citizens for this, who said, yeah, tax me more. I want to Watford City High School, but this has been a great community discussion, isn't it?
It has, and it's truly been a team effort. I tell you what, I think back, and basically the enrollment was sitting at around 500 to 550 kids in the middle of the 2000s decade, and all of a sudden started to come upwards. And you knew the rigs were coming back. You knew that our current buildings were full at that time. And good thing we had gone to the voters in the 80s and built a school at that time during that boom, because otherwise we would have really been in trouble as this came upon us. And 3 years ago, I would say, is when we really grew out of these schools, and that's when it, in earnest, became time to move forward with what's the best plan. Do you build another elementary school? Do you build another high school? And Superintendent Holen and the school board really had a lot of vision. They undertook a planning effort. They could see the future demographics were only going upwards with the number of employees needed as you drill holes in the ground, and having one-third of those holes in the ground being in our county, the people need to live here long-term. And the projections have really held out pretty well. We had 1,100 2 years ago, 1,300 last year, 1,325 this year. So even though a lot of people ask, why are you building this high school? Hasn't it slowed down? It has slowed down. And a lot of people have left the area, but a lot of them were single workers whose families were somewhere else and they were living in a man camp. But people that have stayed have children. So our enrollment has stayed steady. With what happened in 15 and now 16, the enrollment has stayed steady at over 1,300 kids. And our prior facilities couldn't hold that number of kids. We've been past capacity on the high school for years. Juniors and seniors without lockers, crowding in there. Basically in the elementary school, instead of K through 6, it was only K through 3 that were being held in that elementary school the last 2 years. So I would say that the high school kids are going to be very excited to move into this new school, but the most excited kids in this town are the 4th and 5th graders that were in the modulars the last 2 years. Those things are cold. They're not suitable for education. And so it's a great day. We really needed to expand into these three schools, and it was the right thing to do.
This is really about the long view, isn't it? I mean, this is about, you know, again, the short view says, oh, wait a minute, you know, the growth pattern isn't happening anymore. But, I mean, you're of the opinion you're going to continue to grow, correct?
Well, absolutely, Scott. And this really validates the plan, seeing the same number of kids here this year as the year before, with the job losses, with the $30 oil, with all the pessimism abounding, and to see the same number of kids. That means that the families are here. And if you're still here, you've probably found a way to make it in this economy. And the fact of the matter is that the midstream companies and the long-term production companies are still hiring and actively hiring, looking for people that are stable, that have a home, that are here to stay. And that's the part that's not as newsworthy. That's the part that you don't hear about in the statewide media and such, are these the long-term companies.
Short break, back with more. We'll talk about what the future looks like, and might there even be more schools in Watford City's future. There have been an elementary school on the drawing board. We'll talk about that. Big day today. Brand new high school dedicated in Watford City. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's a spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank, from E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4, all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's right, by one simple way, giving you choice at the pump. And you can also fill up and feel better, too. 4 for $4 is the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Chat with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. We're at Teddy's Residential Suites and the South Park Lounge. And now with a new expanded menu and a kids' menu. Another place to bring the kids, Mr. Mayor. How about that?
That's right. We've had a few of those lately.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
No kidding. And a new school today. So, you know, you addressed this well in our previous, you know, segment, talking about some people, I don't get it. I mean, the boom's over. Why would you build a new school, right? And that would suggest that you just sort of can turn these things on and off and on and off. And you've also explained the workforce that has left was the more the transient type that is in looking for work and can leave on, you know, has a mortgage, has family back somewhere else and goes. Meanwhile, the folks that are here have families and need a place. So you're sort of in a transition, if you will, of the workforce. But what about the long view? What do you see looking forward? Do you see another quote-unquote boom coming to Watford City at some point when oil prices return?
Unfortunately, yes. Basically, what we're seeing now is companies planning for that next phase of drilling and fracking, and where are they going to put their people? When you have a reduction in man camp beds and you have a move towards more permanent housing, it's not going to be as easy as last time when you could put down RVs almost anywhere in this area. And so they're already trying to figure out where that's going to be. And you saw a few years back in Williston that the entire hotels or apartment buildings would be rented out to a fracking company, to a Halliburton per se. And not them, but other companies like them are looking around in Watford City where to put those employees when and if the fracking and the drilling happens again. And so we're in a phase right now where the rents have come down over the last year and families are able to move into some of these rental duplex units in these apartments that were basically built by investors hoping for that $3,000 a month rental to three or four workers that are working on a drilling rig or a fracking crew or a roustabout crew. And now with the drilling and fracking and roustabout work and trucking work all diminished quite a bit from where it was, the market's come down into the teens. So it's still pretty expensive, but a family can go rent a duplex today for $1,500 to $2,000, can rent an apartment for $1,500 for a two- or three-bedroom apartment. So, I mean, the rents have come down to where the families are moving into them, and that's what we wanted to see all along. But you can't do rent controls in North Dakota, so you can't tell these investors that you have to rent these out for $1,500. Really, is a market will bear situation.
So, I mean, are you watching the oil price and timing that for, okay, when it hits, you know, 70, when it hits 90, whatever, you know, a lot of folks think it'll never hit 100 again, but whatever, it'll be, let's be ready for that? Is that the mentality in Watford right now?
Yeah.
You know, I said, you don't know when, but you know, at some point it comes back, right?
Exactly, and the phenomenon that's happening is as the costs lower, as their efficiency on drilling wells is increased to where now they can drill a well in 12 to 13 days versus 2 months versus 1 month, that point where they'll be back drilling has gone down to, say, $45, where even a year ago it was Bakken wells aren't profitable under $80 oil. Then it was $60. Now they're saying, hey, $45, we'll be back in doing some more drilling, 50, 60, quite a bit of drilling, 70, quite a bit of drilling.
So what's the price that brings a boom-like level of activity in Watford, do you believe?
Like I say, that's changing so fast. It seems like it's coming down on the price point when the CapEx starts going back downhole, and they, instead of sitting on it like they are now, they'll be putting their capital expenditure budgets back into drilling wells, and it's sounding more like $45 to $60 range versus having to wait for the $80 oil.
And how will it be different?
It'll be
how will what happened in Watford the first go around be different in the next go around as that price comes back up? And again, everything you mentioned on the profitability, what happens? More of a permanent workforce able to fill the need?
Well, you'll have a combination of both. When the front end of this was all the temporary workforce because it was drilling the holes, fracking the wells, trucking off the oil and the water because there's no pipeline in the ground. Then you've seen since that point pipelining jobs, and then now there's midstream jobs, the ones that handle the pipelines, and the ones that and then the production jobs at the oil operators, the Conocos, the Hesses of the world that are hiring long-term employees to manage the wells that are in the production phase. And so you'll see a combination of that permanent workforce. And then the temporary workforce will come on top of that again. And I don't believe it'll come in the same type of a wave. I don't know how it could. They've actually held their leases, so it shouldn't be as urgent. It should be more of a controlled and in a wave of with more control coming in. But I tell you, all bets are off if oil gets over $90. And with what's happening with Saudi Arabia and the fact that the market isn't that far out of whack fundamentally, if the price spiked really fast and in a hurry and looked like it was going to stay there, God only knows how fast they'll come back.
This won't be the last school you'll dedicate in Watford City, will it?
Absolutely not. What people don't realize is the elementary school that we have is designed for 500 kids, and there are 700 to 800 operating in K through 6. And so taking away the 4th and 5th graders just clears the parking lot because they were in modulars. K through 3 fills that school to the brim. And that's who's in there now.
That's today. Yeah, so there'll be more to come. Fascinating. All right, well, thanks for the update. Congrats on a big day in Watford City.
Thanks, Scott.
We'll see you at the school.
Thank you.
Dedication happening at noon today. Governor Dalrymple will be here. Senator Hovind will be here. And a whole host of dignitaries as well celebrating a big day in Watford City. All right, folks, God bless you. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Remember, 24/7, you can call us at 855-200-1776. Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgeley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.